First and foremost, I want to offer my sincere condolences on behalf of the FBI to the family, friends, and colleagues of Detective Greg Ferency. Greg was not only a longstanding member of the police department here in Terre Haute, but a valued member of our FBI family. He had worked side by side with us at our Terre Haute office since 2010 as a federally deputized task force officer. While we mourn this devastating loss, we are dedicated to honoring his memory through a meticulous investigation. This incident occurred just before 2:15 Wednesday afternoon when the suspect approached Detective Ferency outside our building and fired at him. An agent inside our office heard the gunshots, came outside, and engaged the suspect and fired at him. The suspect subsequently left the scene and drove himself to the hospital, where he ultimately underwent surgery for his wounds, and he is currently in custody at the hospital. I will not be naming the suspect until he has been charged, which is imminent. The complaint will have more details of the investigation. We will also have a press release from the United States Attorney's Office and the FBI when the complaint is filed, which will name the suspect. Yesterday, the FBI executed several search warrants, including at the suspect's home and the suspect's vehicle. And we have seized numerous items of evidence. Processing of the crime scene went late into the night and continues today. We have flown in additional crime scene experts from other FBI field offices and from the FBI lab in Quantico, Virginia. Because an FBI agent was involved in the shooting, a team from FBI Headquarters Inspection Division has flown out today to review the shooting. They will carefully examine the circumstances of the shooting and review all relevant evidence from the scene and conduct interviews. As this review and investigation remains ongoing, I can't comment further on this investigation. And at this point, I'll turn it back over to Chief Keene.
At this point, Mayor Duke Bennett has a statement on behalf of the city, and I'd like to allow him to address that at this time.
Thanks, Chief. Good morning, everybody, and thanks for being here today. Obviously, tragedy has hit the Terre Haute Police Department again. So I guess my first thing that I want to say is just on behalf of the city of Terre Haute and my family, Pam and I, offer our condolences to Detective Ferency, his family, his friends, and the entire Terre Haute Police Department family. As we deal with, I've heard the word senseless numerous times, and there is no other word, I think, that describes something like this that's happened. I woke up yesterday morning and looking at the news feed and saw where a couple of ATF agents and a Chicago police officer were fired upon, and I thought, wow, you know, what a world we live in, and just kind of said a little prayer to myself and hope we'd never see that happen again in Terre Haute. And just a few hours later, as I was sitting at my desk, I saw the fire dispatch come across my phone, said gunshot wound, and anytime I see those, I always react in a way that I hope nobody's seriously injured. And as I read the notes and saw what it said, there was an officer down, I immediately got up out of my desk and walked out the back door, and as it was all basically unfolding there, and just watched as numerous police agencies and Terre Haute Fire Department and others were responding to that call for an officer down. I mean, that call that nobody wants to hear. It was a very chaotic scene, but what really impressed me most was the fact that while an officer was down, and I didn't know who it was at the time, I knew it was at the FBI office, but just everybody doing their job, dealing with the situation, but yet looking for a suspect, continuing to do what they needed to do in the face of just total disaster. Went up to the hospital and observed the hospital staff being totally professional, our officers that were on site there, managing the situation to the best of their ability, in spite of what had just happened. And so, you know, I just wanted to mention those things because it's just amazing how professional not only our police department is, but the FBI, the state police, everybody that responded, Beagle County Sheriff's Department, West Terre Haute, Beagle County, everybody, and responding to an officer down. Then last night, as the body was escorted down to Regional Hospital and seeing people along the way, how they even knew about that happening, don't know, but just to observe the community coming out again to support the Terre Haute Police Department and specifically the officer that we lost. It's just such a heartwarming thing for me. I just can't thank our community enough, and I'm sure they'll continue to show that compassion and their support in the coming days, but it's so important for our officers to see that, experience that, and the family. And just, I can't say thank you enough for that. So I just wanted to be brief, but I just wanted to share with you a couple of personal observations that, in spite of tragedy, our guys and gals of the Terre Haute Police Department continue to serve above and beyond, and you just never know what the next day is going to bring. And every one of these officers deserve our thanks and our support every single day. Thank you.
Thanks, Mayor. Before I talk about Greg, I don't want to forget to thank, as the mayor spoke briefly about, the FBI, the state police, the sheriff's department, all the surrounding counties that have offered their support. It just in the community, it's just been great, the support that they've put forth during this time. And I want to thank them. I'm sure I won't ever be able to thank everyone, but please know that we all appreciate it here. Greg is a father of two adult children. He's a brother. He is a son, and he's been a member of our police family for over 30 years. I've known Greg for over 24 years, around 24 years. He was actually my neighbor right before I came on the police department. You'll not meet a finer person. You don't spend 30 years in this profession without being dedicated. And he was absolutely dedicated. There's not anything that he did that he didn't put 110% into. He was an amazing person. Whether it was about a meth lab or human trafficking, he would do everything possible to find everything about that particular crime. And he was a teacher. He did so many more things that I can't sit here and explain to all of you. Those of us that work with him know. He was an amazing person, and I just can't say that enough. I'm going to leave it at that. At this time, if you have any questions, I can't guarantee that we can answer them. I have kind of explained the information flow. If it's related to the criminal investigation, I will always refer you to the FBI. If it's regarding, Greg is a member of our police family, I will do the best I can to answer that while still respecting his family's privacy.
So can any of you confirm whether the suspect knew Detective Ferency through an investigation?
Not yet. No, we're still looking at motive, and we're leaving all avenues open at this time.
Can you describe his role with the FBI and with the Terre Haute Police Department? Where did he spend the majority of his time? What was his role with your office, and what was his role with Terre Haute?
You can start with Terre Haute.
Sure. As we talked about, he was a task force officer, but he did a lot of extra work here. I talked about a little bit about his teaching. When we had block training, a lot of times he would come in. I talked about human trafficking. He would teach the other officers about that. One of the big things that we relied upon him on were risk assessments. I think probably just a few weeks ago, maybe, he took part in when we had done a Zoom meeting with some different religious organizations about safety and security in places of worship. And he brought, his experience to that and helped with assessment and security. If we ever got a call about somebody, that's who we turned to for Greg for a risk assessment. If this was someone to, he did so many things, for the department in addition to what he did as a task force officer for the FBI. Like I said, I can't say enough.
Question for the mayor: were you aware of the suspect's identity or had ever encountered him in any political situations in the last few years in Terre Haute?
Yeah, I can't comment on that right now.
Chief and Mr. Mayor, I know a lot of people are watching right now and they're wondering what they can do today and in the days to come to support the department and to support this officer's family. What would you like them to know today and in the coming days? How can they help you today?
Well, I would just say, once again, that just that show of support like last night when it wasn't even organized, just seeing people standing out on the sidewalk holding flags. You know, we live in really crazy times right now. There's a lot going on in the world, and police officers are, you know, put in a bad spot a lot of times. And here's a situation where we've lost an officer now, the third one since I've been mayor. And yet the community, you know, the vast majority of the community wants to be, they want to do something, and they're, it's just that show of support, I think, is the most important thing they do. The phone calls, the emails. You know, I've received messages from elected officials all over the state and from D.C., governor's office, and other places. And, you know, that makes me feel good, and I pass that on to folks. But it's the officers. They're the ones and the family that they need to see that visible support. And so I would just ask people to continue to not only hold them up in their thoughts and prayers, but just to show that visible support.
Can someone talk more about his role as an FBI task force officer, like what that looks like day-to-day?
Sure. So, like I said earlier, he was there since 2010. So they get, their task force officers get fully deputized, so they're basically like an FBI agent at that point. It's a small office here in Terre Haute. It's a sub-office out of the Indianapolis office. So they have to be kind of a jack of all trades here and work any federal crime that comes their way. He was first assigned to our Safe Streets Task Force, which is gangs and violent crime. And then, subsequent to that, he was working on our Joint Terrorism Task Force. So he ran the gamut of violent crimes, gangs, and counterterrorism matters.
Mm-hmm. You talk about the decision whether or not to charge this federally as opposed to a state crime.
Well, it's an assault on a federal officer, and so resulting in death. It happened at our office, so that was the decision made at the time to take this federally.
Can you talk about the sense of vulnerability or betrayal? Because this is not a big town, so it probably doesn't take a lot to figure out where your guys go to work every day to have. It's bad enough if one of your agents gets shot out in the field on a search warrant, but to have this come to your front door.
Agreed. We're used to taking those types of risks as law enforcement officers, all of us are, when we're conducting arrests, doing searches, etc. But to have somebody come, as you say, to our front door and commit this kind of act is a step beyond, and affects us all immensely. And like I said, it's a small office, a tight-knit group of people, so it's definitely a difficult situation.
Is there an ongoing threat?
We don't believe so.
Did the suspect make a statement at all?
He has been unable to so far due to his condition.
Is his condition described as critical, serious?
I don't know that.
Was there an exchange of gunfire between the agent that shot him and the suspect?
I don't know if the suspect was shooting at the agent or not. I know the agent shot at the suspect, but I'm not sure about that interaction yet. That'll come out in the investigation.
Do you know if Detective Ferency was just leaving the building to, or was he meeting this person, or do you have any idea what the circumstances were for him being outside the building?
I'm not going to comment on that right now.
I know a big question we've heard from the public locally is about the resident office here in Terre Haute. So can you describe a little more about what happens in that office or kind of some operations that happen there?
So as I described before, it's a small office. So anything that comes our way that has a federal nexus, we'll investigate. And we also because of the prison facility here in Terre Haute, the BOP facility, we will do the investigations there because it's a federal facility. But anything that comes our way, whether it be gangs, crimes against children, violent crime, terrorism matters, counterintelligence, anything that has a federal nexus, we'll work that in Terre Haute with our partners.
Yesterday, the FBI said that Ferency was ambushed, which I think is a weighted word that maybe raises more questions. Can you talk a little bit about what you mean by ambushed?
Sure. Well, I mean, the suspect showed up there and before Detective Ferency came out of the building. So that was the reason to use that word.
And do you believe Detective Ferency was specifically targeted as an individual or just as an FBI agent in general? Pardon me.
That's what we're trying to find out.
Chief, is there a particular spot maybe that people could come to visit today? I know there's often memorials in situations like this. Is there a place where people can come to show their support?
As we've done in the past, and you may be familiar, one of the first things we're trying to set up will be a display of Detective Ferency's car, which is a traditional act. Unfortunately, right now, we're waiting until the crime scene is processed before that becomes available to us. When that happens, we will set it up on the east side of our building, as we have the two times in the past. So,
I know it's still early in the process, but do we have any information yet about services for him?
We do not. Our priority right now is the family and allowing them the time to make decisions, because it is their decision. There are some family members that are not yet in the area, so really, we're going to wait for them and give them the time they need to make those decisions. And once we, you know, have it to where we can announce to the public, we'll do so.
Is there a personnel record where we can look at his commendations and awards, et cetera?
Yes, if you you give me that request, we'll get that processed for you.
For the special agent, you mentioned that you brought in evidence technicians and specialists from across the country. If it's 10 o'clock Thursday morning, what do you see the timetable going forward today and through tomorrow, and then presenting your case to the U.S. Attorney?
So the complaint to charge will be done today, is my understanding, barring unforeseen circumstances. The processing and the crime scene are being extremely meticulous, and that's why we brought in people from other FBI offices and from the lab to use special equipment to make sure that the scene is processed to the best of our ability. So I would imagine that will be done sometime later today or tonight.
Is the scene in front of Terre Haute Regional Hospital, is that still being processed, or is that work done?
I believe that work is done if you're talking about the vehicle. Yeah.
Yes.
I believe that work is done.
Has that vehicle then been taken someplace else?
Yes.
And under whose authority or who's got eyeballs on your suspect in the hospital? Is that Vigo County Sheriff? Is that you guys?
It's the FBI.
Anybody run a criminal background check on your suspect?
Running every check you can imagine.
Where do you find him?
That I can't comment on.
Has this office ever been a target of any threats in the past?
I really can't comment on that, because I don't know. Not to my knowledge.
And just for the chief, if it's 10 o'clock now, even if your PIO can just at 3 o'clock say nothing's different, or if there's something slightly different, or if, you know, the personnel record, just 5 hours from now, so we don't bug you, just 5 hours from now, so we can just meet us out front, heads up, even if nothing's different, that'll help us to stay out of your way.
A little confused on your, so your request for the personnel records, I understand that. Are you asking me if there's something different in the?
Yeah, I mean, if, yeah, so 3 o'clock, just from the way we operate, would be an appropriate time to just